Members of the American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, Local 3299, which represents thousands of healthcare and service workers at UC campuses, are demanding higher wages and improved working conditions. The union held noontime rallies at UC medical centers from Davis to San Diego to protest an impasse in contract negotiations. Natisha Booker is a senior custodian at UC Davis Medical Center.
We're tired. We're sick and tired of UC second-class treatment to us. We are not going to stop fighting until we win!
The university system and the union have been in contract negotiations for around a year. The union says the real wages of frontline UC patient care technicians and service workers has declined around 8% under the weight of inflation since 2017, and staff vacancies have tripled since the pandemic, creating overwork and shortfalls in service. Housing costs in California regions with UC campuses and medical centers like San Francisco or Los Angeles are roughly 45% more expensive than the national average. The union says that cost has pushed healthcare and service workers to move farther away from centers, forcing them to sleep in their cars between daily shifts or apply to wait lists for government-subsidized housing. Fabricio Sasso is the executive director of the Sacramento Central Labor Council.
You did your jobs, you did it really well, you were professionals, and they're not recognizing that, and that's a slap in the face.
Yeah!
That's a slap in the face to all of you who works too damn hard to put food on the table and pay your mortgage and pay your rents and make it month to month without a whole lot to live on afterwards. You all deserve better.
Yeah.
And they should know it.
Yeah.
They need to know it.
UC is the state's third largest employer and its single largest landlord. The union charges the university system with prioritizing administrator salaries over living wages. They say UC recently granted 30% pay raises to its highest paid chancellors, who now earn between $800,000 and $1.2 million per year and receive generous UC housing subsidies, while frontline workers receive little to no housing aid. The university system said in a statement that it had been bargaining in good faith with the union and presenting meaningful proposals to directly address the union's requests, including wage increases that, if accepted, would increase AFSCME salaries by 26% over the life of the five-year contract. The union says the offer is insufficient. Now that the mediation meetings have concluded without satisfactory result, UC and AFSCME will move to the next step in the impasse process called fact-finding, in which a neutral third party will meet with the two sides to negotiate a final labor contract. I'm Teresa Wersbianska, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.